This insert is brought to you by Radio K Pulpit 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.
Wow, baphulaphuli sesiphinde ke sabuya kulamaza omoya kanti ke pha ku Facebook, those who are watching us pa ku Facebook, they can tell ukuthi I am not alone apha e studio umfundisi sekhona. I will just give him this opportunity ukuze azibulisele to abaphulaphuli, then we will dive into today's message.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Inkosi kakhulu umfundisi.
Amen.
Ngibulisa umfundisi, ngibulisa kuwe and I'm the management of the station. Ngibulisa kubaphulaphuli and the ones who are watching us on Facebook Live in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Umfundisi umkhwananzi lona. Ngiyajabula futhi umfundisi ukuthi siphinde sadibana.
Yeah.
And I would also like to acknowledge my wife and my child endlini. We really thank God for this day, mfundisi. Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi.
Wow, siyabulela mfundisi and we welcome you. Apaguleng Kuboy Sunday Rep Show, and those who are following this show, they can tell Uguti Umfundisi, it's not the first time coming. Lapa Eskudio, he comes monthly to be a blessing to abaphulaphuli. I don't want to eat any of your time, Fundisi. I just want you to share what God has laid in your heart concerning to today's message.
Enkosi kakhulu mfundisi. Let's go straight into the word. I will just be brief, mfundisi, today. We will read Mark chapter 11. We'll start from verse number 20, then see Pelagut 24. Which umphulaphuli understand the context. The title of this portion of scripture, it is the lesson of the withered fig tree. Now, in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered away. Verse number 22. So Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. This is going to be the title of our message, Mfundisi. Have faith in God. Verse number 23. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Last verse. Therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. Let's read Hebrews chapter 11. I'll just read verse number 2. I believe umphulaphuli is familiar with verse number 1 and 2. But I just want to read verse number 2. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. I like version. I think it's the original King James. It, for by it the elders obtained a good report. A good report. Father, we thank you for your word. Bless the reading of your word. Let it encourage us, oh God. Let it build us up in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, I pray that you may speak through me. Let umphulaphuli be encouraged today, oh God. In the name of Jesus, I pray they shall never be the same again in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Amen.
So we are focusing, mfundisi, today. The, as I indicated, the title of the message is Have Faith in God. The other day, mfundisi, Apostle Paul said, and now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and give you an inheritance among all those who are sanctified.
Wow.
That is found in the book of Acts chapter 20, verse number 32. So the meaning of commend, mfundisi, so that we understand, umphulaphuli ukuthi sithetha ngantoni, the meaning of commend means to entrust for care or preservation. It also means to present as suitable for acceptance. Now, another word that can be used also in that place is recommend. So, Apostle Paul Mfundisi, he was saying that if there's someone or there's something that I want to recommend to you in order for you to be preserved, in order for you to be taken into your place of inheritance, it is firstly God himself. And then secondly, it is the word of God. Because the two, Mfundisi, you cannot separate.
Yeah.
They are one.
Mm,
so now it means Apostle Paul was telling them, Muguti, it is the word that builds us up.
Wow.
So Apostle Paul Mfundisi, he was saying that it is also the very same word of God that takes us from one place to another place. And that place is called the place of our inheritance. So Apostle Paul Mfundisi here, he was telling them, Muguti, I want you to and to focus on the word if you really want to be built up. You don't have to listen to other things, but once you focus on the word, that's why Mfundisi ku Proverbs chapter 11, verse number 9, the Bible says, through knowledge shall the just be delivered.
Aye.
It does not mean to be delivered from demons, Mfundisi, because the issue of Satan is not even in place here. But it means to be delivered into your place of inheritance. There's times that ignorance will block us from going into our place of inheritance. So now the formula or to deal with ignorance, it is the word of God. You need to devour the word, then you are getting rid of ignorance. You need to devour this word, Mfundisi, then ignorance will be dealt with. So Apostle Paul was saying to them, Uguti, we've been given a prescription to say that if you want to build up yourself, you need to stick to the word. And the word is so powerful. That's why Mfundisi, in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 17, the Bible says, so then faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So it means that faith does come, Mfundisi. It does come. But the question is, how does it come? It comes by hearing. But if we stop there and don't tell Umphulaphuli, Uguti, how does hearing come? Then Umphulaphuli will think, Uguti, no, it means mina, it's possible, Uguti, I might not receive faith. But the Bible, Mfundisi, I like it so much because it addresses the issue of coming as well. It says, of hearing as well. It says, hearing by the word of God. So it's not hearing gossip, Mfundisi. It's not hearing the negative news, because social media is full of negative news. Is full of negative report. But if I want to build my faith, it means I need to hear. But what is it that I'm hearing? I'm hearing the word of God. So in this portion of scripture, Mfundisi, the word of God, what the meaning from the Greek the Greek version, it refers to the rhema. Remember, there's logos and there's also the rhema. The logos is the written word of God. But the rhema, it is the timely word of God. It is the personal word of God. It is the word in season, Mfundisi. Because I might be reading the word. As I'm reading, I find a portion of scripture that is speaking to my situation. That becomes my rhema. Sometimes rhema comes in a vision, Mfundisi. Sometimes rhema comes in a dream. Sometimes rhema comes through someone, and sometimes, or in fact, most of the time, rhema will come through the word of God. When you are reading it, there's a word that will speak to your situation. If maybe I'm lacking in Mfundisi, and I'm reading, and I find myself, when I get to the place where it talks about supply, I'm struggling to pass that place, it means that is my rhema. God is speaking to me.
Jesus.
He is addressing my situation. A very good example, Mfundisi, of this rhema word in the Bible, when we look at Abraham, remember Abraham is called the father of faith. When you look in Genesis chapter 12, God speaks to Abraham, Mfundisi. He tells him to say, Abraham, move away from your homeland. Let's go to a place I will show you. And imagine such an Mfundisi. I'm going to a place that I don't know. God says, I'm going to show you. That is the rhema word. It was directed to Abraham. If it was someone else, they were not going to understand. And it was going to be difficult for them to obey that word. But because this was a specific word addressed to Abraham, it was easy for him to obey. Not everyone at that time, Mfundisi, was told to leave their homeland, but it was Abraham. It was directed to Abraham. So hence it was easy for him to listen and to obey that word. So now, Mfundisi, when we say that have faith in God, it requires Uguti, you have to have intimacy with God. You need to have fellowship with God. It's not going to be easy for me to have faith in God, in the God that I don't even know. It's not going to be easy for me, Mfundisi, to
have faith even in his word when I don't know it. So I'm here to say, Mphulaphuli, remember as a Christian, faith is a cornerstone for you. It's not an option. I can't say no. Now I'm a Christian. That will not operate by faith. We need to operate by faith. Oh, but we need to strengthen this faith. And how do you strengthen this faith, Mfundisi? You need to go to the word. Remember, Mfundisi, it is through faith that we believe in God. It is through the very same faith that we trust in his promises. Wow. It is in the very same faith that we walk in his ways. It is a walk of intimacy, Mfundisi. When I talk about having faith in God, it is the walk of intimacy. It's not faith in faith. It's not faith in me, but it is faith in God. So let me not get ahead of myself, Mfundisi. The nature of faith, that a faith is trust.
Wow.
So at its core, Mfundisi, when we talk about faith, we are talking about trusting God, meaning believing that he is who he says he is, and believing that he is going to fulfill the promises. When he spoke, when he said, I'm going to do this, he will definitely do it. So faith is trust. Now, that's why in the book of Proverbs chapter 3, verse 5 to 6, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. Submit to him, and he will make your path to be straight. So the second one, Mfundisi, faith is belief. So it is belief in the unseen, not just belief. Because remember, I can't say I've got faith in what I see. I will have faith in what I do not see. And then in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse number 7, it says that, for we walk by faith and not by sight. A very good example, Mfundisi, of this scripture in the Bible is found when Samuel was told to go and anoint David. Remember when he got there, he saw Eliab. And when he saw Eliab, he was tempted to walk by sight because he said, surely this is the one of the Lord. This is the anointed of the Lord. And God told him to say, no, this is not the one. I do not look as man. I look at the heart. But I want to pull up with the to notice something here. Samuel was almost walking by sight. But remember, God is powerful. He is all knowing. Now sometimes I ask myself, why didn't he tell Samuel? Samuel, when you get to the house of Jesse, David looks like this and that. So that Samuel doesn't get confused. Because see now, he almost anointed the wrong person. But God was teaching Samuel to say, Samuel, if you are going to walk with me, you need to walk by faith. And what I like, Mfundisi, here, that Samuel, when he was about to miss it, God will bring him back. That's what God will do. He requires that we walk by faith. Sometimes I will have this, Mfundisi, inclination. Mphulaphuli might have this inclination to say, go tomorrow and apply. And Mphulaphuli might not know, where do I apply? But I want you, Mphulaphuli, walk by faith. Walk by faith. Do not walk by sight. Don't say, no, but this company is not hiring it. Do not look at the things using the natural eye. Walk by faith. Another example, Mfundisi, of faith in the Bible is that of Moses. It is demonstrated when he is taking the children of Israel out of Egypt. Remember, he was faced with the Red Sea in front of him, and the Egyptian's army was coming behind him. He had a choice, Mfundisi, whether to surrender and say, no, I give up. But the man saw the miraculous happening in front of his eyes. He saw the sea parting. He saw the way opening. So now, here's the thing, Mfundisi. It did not just happen overnight. Moses would spend time with God. He will go and meet God. That's why I'm saying having faith in God requires intimacy. Moses will fellowship with God. It is through that fellowship that faith was built. It is through that fellowship, Mfundisi, that when he was faced with the Red Sea, he did not doubt, because he knew that the God I serve is faithful. That is why sometimes when the children of Israel would give him problems, he would go back to the Father and say, God, the people that you say I must lead, they are giving me problems. What must I do? Because he knew God is dependable. Yes. He knew that the answers will come from God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Without Mfundisi, so I want to say to Mphulaphuli, Mphulaphuli, it's very important to not walk by sight and just to walk by faith. And for you, Mphulaphuli, to walk by faith,
you need to strengthen your relationship with God. For you to be able to walk by faith, you need to strengthen your relationship with the Word of God. You see, Mfundisi, we can be on TikTok for 2 hours, but when we take the Word, 10 minutes, we are yawning. The devil is a liar. So I'm saying, Pulapuli, discipline yourself. Teach yourself to study the Word. Discipline, ask the Holy Spirit to help you, and He will definitely help you. So I want to say, to just highlight three challenges, Mfundisi. Three challenges to faith. The first one is doubt. So I want to say to Mpulapuli, doubt will come. I don't want to lie to you and say doubt will not come. Doubt will come. But I want to encourage you to say, don't let it stop your faith. Don't let doubt cripple your faith. Instead, let doubt be the driver for you to seek God even more. The second one, Mfundisi, is fear. Fear is very strong, Mfundisi. When you read the Bible, I think it's in the book of Timothy, the Bible says we are not given the spirit of fear, but listen to this, Mfundisi. There are three things that are given just to fight this thing called faith, fear. So it is the spirit of power, the spirit of sound mind, and the spirit of faith. So it means, Mfundisi, this fear is something that Umphulaphuli must look at and say, I'm not given the spirit of fear. You don't have to pretend as if it's not there. Sometimes you will see fear coming, but you need to rebuke it, because it's another obstacle, Mfundisi, that makes our faith not to function properly. We see in the Bible of Peter, when he was walking on water, he was looking unto Jesus, but the minute he took his eyes off Jesus, he started to drown, and Jesus helped him not to drown. But where was the problem? He took his eyes away from Jesus. So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, do not remove your eyes from Jesus. Put your eyes on the author and the finisher of your faith, which is Jesus Christ. Forget about the obstacles. Don't look at the challenges around you, but fix your eyes unto Jesus, and you will see He will give you victory. Victory belongs to Jesus. Victory belongs to you, Mpulapuli. You can claim your victory in the midst of fear and say, fear, you are not my portion. Fear, you are not going to rule my heart. So I'm here to say, you are not given the spirit of fear. You are given the spirit of love, the spirit of power and sound mind. And today we rebuke that fear. The last one, Mfundisi, last challenge, there are many of them, but I want to focus on three. It is the one we hardly talk about: unanswered prayer. We see sometimes we avoid talking about it, to say, how do you navigate unanswered prayer? Because sometimes unanswered prayer can cripple a Christian. You see, someone was on fire for God, but because they feel good, their prayers were not answered, they turn away from God. So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, do not use unanswered prayer as a motivation to say, you know what, I know that as much as I don't see what he's doing, but I will trust the process. As much as I don't know, I don't see him, I will trust that he's working all things together for me. He's working them for good, and Lord, he's going to lift you. There's no way in the book I think it's in the book of Psalm chapter 2, Mfundisi, and Psalm 65 verse 2, it says, to you who hears prayer, all flesh shall come unto you. So now we know that he hears prayer. So I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, do not be discouraged. It's possible you are praying and you are at a point where you feel my prayers are not answered, but use that to say, my faith shall be strengthened. Even during this period, I will continue to call upon him. I will continue, because he is faithful. I'm here to say that his timing is perfect. Tina, our timing, Mfundisi, we might want to rush things, but his timing is perfect, Mpulapuli. His ways are higher than our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. So I'm here to say, strengthen your faith today. And Mfundisi, let me focus on a few things, then I'll close. How to strengthen our faith. Number one, we need to read the Word consistently, and we need to meditate on the Word. We need to be the doers of the Word. That's how we'll strengthen our faith. Because this faith, we can't just have faith that is hanging. It must be faith that has risen. Faith that has weight risen. Not emotions risen, but weight risen. Number two, Mfundisi, is prayer. Prayer is so powerful to build our faith. You need to combine the two. You read the Word and you pray. You use the Word to pray. You need to use it to pray. So it's very important. That is why when we look, Mfundisi, when you look at the life of Jesus when he was here on earth, he will spend so much time praying. When he is encountered with problems, he will spend seconds to deal with problems. But Tina, Mfundisi,
We spend 5 minutes praying. We spend 2 hours trying to solve the problem. And it's supposed to be the other way around. The 2 hours I'm supposed to spend praying, and it will take only 5 minutes to deal with the problem. That's why in the book of Mark chapter 11, Mfundisi, in the book of Mark chapter 11, the one that we read, Jesus was teaching them something. When they were coming from Bethany, they were going to Jerusalem. Jesus was hungry, Mfundisi. He saw a fig tree from afar. He thought he would find something to eat. And when he came across it, the fig tree was deceiving, because from afar you will think there's something there. But when he got there, Mfundisi, he saw there was nothing. He cursed the tree. He said, from now onwards, let no one eat from you. But I want to properly to listen to this. The disciples, they heard him, but they did not see anything happening, Mfundisi. So I'm thinking they were probably wondering, why is Jesus talking to something that does not even speak? But now Jesus was teaching them something. They went to Jerusalem. When they were back, Mfundisi, the disciples remembered it was not Jesus who told them that, check what I said yesterday, it has responded. But Peter, remembering, said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed, it has dried out from the root. And listen to the answer, Mfundisi. Jesus does not say, no, but I'm powerful. No, my words are powerful. He says, have faith in God. He was teaching them something to say, it's not about the fig tree. I want to teach you something, that when you have faith in God, you will speak to situations and they will respond. That's why he continued to say, when you speak to this mountain and say, mountain, be removed and be plucked into the sea, the mountain will respond. It won't respond because you are powerful. It will respond because you have faith in God. You don't have faith in your abilities. You don't have faith in your intellect, but you have faith in God. I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, have faith in God. Sometimes we pray, Mfundisi, and we don't see answers. That is the time we need to build our faith. That is the time we obtain a good report. There are people I prayed for, Mfundisi, that were sick, but they still died. At that point, I thought, no, I failed. How come I did not? I was not able to pray for this person, for them to leave, not realizing I was building my character, not realizing I was building my faith. Because now, Mfundisi, when you pray and it fails, now we will see, do you really trust God? Do you really want to move with this God? Or you want to receive things from him, and when you receive them, you walk away? Because that's where now we see, when people fail, they blame God. When people fail, they move away from God. But it is the test of character. Sometimes when you pray and pulapuli, and you see as if things are not working, your faith is being strengthened. Your faith is being built up. Your character is being built up. I want to say, Mpulapuli, continue. Do not give up, Mpulapuli. I know you've been praying. I know it's tough. But I want to say, in the book of Hebrews chapter 11, the one we read, it says the elders, they obtained a good report. They did not receive material things, but they still received a good report. We don't have to fully focus on the material things. There's something that faith brings. It brings a good report. It brings a good testimony. When people look at you and they say, this person was not working for 5 months, but they did not turn away from God. Instead, they worship him more than before. I want to say, Mpulapuli, trust in God. Trust in God, Mpulapuli. Trust in God. The third one, Mfundisi, is fellowship with believers. You know, when challenges come, the enemy will convince you and tell you, no, you are better alone. That's when he wants to deal with you. He wants to take you away from people and deal with you. But being a part of a community of believers is very important. That's why in the book of Hebrews chapter 10 verse 24, we're encouraged to say we should not forsake the gathering. So it's very important. And Pulapuli, it's possible you're discouraged. It's possible you're hurt somewhere. But I want to encourage you, take your cross and follow him. I want to encourage you, Pulapuli, dust yourself. Go to church next week Sunday. Go to tell yourself that, you know what, I'm going back to the community of believers. I'm going to pray again. I'm going to trust again. I'm going to give again. And you will see God. You will see God move. You will see God ordering your steps. You will see God opening doors. But all you need to do is just to stand up. Move away from that comfortable couch. Hallelujah. So the fourth one, Mfundisi, is obedience to God. The Bible says in the book of James chapter 2 verse 26, faith without works is dead. So the true faith manifest in our actions, Mfundisi. Yeah. I can't say I've got faith, but I'm not moving it, and I'm just sitting it. There are two things I encourage Mpulapuli. Mpulapuli, speak, and after speaking, act, Mpulapuli. You can't say you have faith, but your mouth is shut. I normally say this, Mfundisi, a closed mouth is a closed destiny. Open your mouth, Mpulapuli. That's why in the book of Job, chapter 22, verse 28, it says, you shall declare a thing, and it shall come to pass, so your light may shine. It is in you speaking, Mpulapuli. In the book of Numbers, chapter 14, verse 28, the word says, God says to them, as you have spoken in my hearing, so I will do. So I want you, Mpulapuli, use your words wisely. Let them shape your life in the correct direction. The fifth one, Mfundisi, is perseverance in trials. In the book of James, chapter 1, verse 2-4, it tells us to consider it pure joy whenever we face trials of so kinds. Because it's possible to face this challenge. When you are done, you face another one. But the Bible says, consider it pure joy. So I want to say, Mpulapuli, do not be discouraged. Use that because your faith is being tested.
Wow.
And perseverance will be produced out of that.
Wow.
So in conclusion, Mfundisi, having faith in God is a journey. Having faith in God is a journey. It is a walk of intimacy. It's not going to be overnight, Mpulapuli. I want to encourage you. One great example in the Bible, we see the centurion, Mfundisi, when Jesus walks, he's coming, and he says to the centurion says to Jesus, my servant is sick. And Jesus responds, let me come to your house and heal him. But listen to this, Mpulapuli. Listen to this, Mfundisi. Utu Jesu, I want to come. But the centurion says, no, Master, you don't have to come. I'm not worthy for you to come to my house. He says, I'm the man of authority, and I'm under authority. I understand the power of words. He says to Jesus, speak a word, and I know my servant shall be healed. I'm here to say, Mpulapuli, there's power in the word. There's power in your word as well. You speak to that situation. You speak to that unemployment. You speak to that lack. You speak to that sickness. You speak the word, and situation will change. He is dependable. God is dependable. Mpulapuli, have faith in God. As I'm closing, Mfundisi, I want to say to Mpulapuli, Mpulapuli,
Jesus,
have faith in God.
Amen.
And he will not disappoint you. Have faith in God. Those bones shall live again.
Wow.
Those bones shall come together and live again. In Jesus' name, may God bless you, Mpulapuli, as you trust in him. May he give you strength to trust in him.
Wow.
Amen.
Wow, 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 wow. What a message, that have faith in God. I think this message came at the right time as we are about to wrap the year. We are left with almost 4 months, and maybe people are asking themselves, when is God coming through to me? But Mfundisi, this afternoon, he is saying, let us have faith in God as well. Let us continue to have that intimacy with God. And when we have that intimacy with God, we will speak boldly to whatever mountain that we are confronted with. Mfundisi, siyabonga kakhulu, and thank you very much. I don't want to agxobha. I don't want to add anything. And thank you, thank you, thank you very much for such a powerful message. Indeed, you are a blessing to us, and indeed, we honor you. And indeed, whenever you come here, you lift us, you lift our spirit, and as well, you speak a word timely so that our lives, Mfundisi, will never be the same again. Bapulapuli nangu mphako, Mfundisi, asinika wona, as we are about to start a new week, let us know, ukuthi, let us have faith in God. Mfundisi, mandikunike elithuba, before ndikunike elithuba, so you to do in closure and pray for us. Thank you very much, Sibulele, Nagumama, Ekayeni, Nagumdana, that allowed us the opportunity of Basbenawe Upper Studio. We really appreciate them so much. And Mfundisi, you can do your closing remarks and do a prayer for us.
And also, Mfundisi, I think in conclusion, the last words I want to say to Mpulapuli is that God is dependable.
Yeah.
So it's possible that sometimes we feel that our lives are not moving the way that they're supposed to be moving. But trust the process and trust God.
Amen.
He will definitely come through for you. There's no way that he can call you to become his child and leave you alone. He will supply all your needs and he will help you to grow. Because it's very important to also grow in this walk of faith. So that we can also create a space for those that are still getting saved, for them to grow. And we need to be the ones that are teaching them that God is dependable. Remember, Mfundisi, there are people that hate God, but they love Mphulaphuli. So I want to say, Mphulaphuli, use your charisma, use your influence to tell them about God. Because it will not help. Eventually they go to hell, but they were close to you. You never took an opportunity to help them, to lead them into the way of the light. So, let me pray. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for your grace and your mercy, oh God. We pray for Mphulaphuli, Heavenly Father. Mighty God, we pray, grant them grace. Grant them strength, oh God. Father, you are the strength of their lives. I pray not, they shall not fear anything. Lord, I pray right now that you will help them for their faith to grow in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Whatever place, oh God, whatever area that was lacking, we pray that you may fix it, oh God. Father, I pray, perfect everything that concerns Mphulaphuli in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Perfect their marriage, perfect their careers, perfect their studies, oh God.
Thank you, Lord.
Everything, oh God, that is called by their name. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I speak a blessing over Mphulaphuli right now. Lord, I thank you right now. Give them strength. Lead them, oh God, by your truth.
Lord.
Lead them by your light, oh God. Order their steps, oh Father, because you say the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. Father, it is not in you that our steps are ordered. Father, I pray they shall not trust in man, but they shall trust in you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we rebuke hopelessness. In the name of Jesus, we declare hope to those, oh God, that we are about to give up. We declare right now power in the name of Jesus. Lord, we thank you in Jesus' mighty name. Cover them by the blood of Jesus. We thank you right now. Father, put a hedge of fire around them. Let them be protected at all times, even at their workplaces, even at home, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen.
Wow. Mfundisi, siyabulela kakhulu. Siyabukhupha kumfundisi ngaye uPastor Levi esithi ngiyamazi umhlengi wami. Sikhupha ke umfundisi uMuzi wakwaMkhwanazi. Masiye ke engomeni.
This insert was brought to you by Radio K Pulpit, 7 to 9 a.m. Please visit kpulpit.co.za.